With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Parts of western Montana were breathing a little easier this morning after weekend thunderstorms brought with them cooler temperatures and increased humidity. But the storms also prompted the evacuation of about 160 homes on either side of Highway 12 west of Lolo midday Sunday. Those homes remain evacuated. Later Sunday, conditions improved, but an update posted to Facebook this morning. The incident's commander on the Lolo Peak Fire, Noel Livingston, said to expect continued fire growth.
So we've had a pause, but it's not the end of the event. Tomorrow, things are going to continue to dry as we get more wind on the fire, which is predicted for the next 3 or 4 days. And we will return back to the fire spread we saw.
Livingston said that dry and windy conditions will keep the evacuated area at high risk for the foreseeable future. There's a public meeting about the Lolo Peak Fire tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lolo School's upper gym. Yesterday's favorable weather also helped limit growth on the Rice Ridge Fire outside Sealy Lake. So far today, conditions have been relatively calm on both the Lolo Peak and Rice Ridge Fires. There's a public meeting at 6 o'clock tonight on the Rice Ridge Fire. That meeting will be streamed live on Lolo National Forest Facebook page. It's at Sealy Lake Elementary School. In the Eureka area, evacuees from the Gibraltar Ridge Fire were allowed back into their homes at noon today, although the evacuation area remains closed to non-residents. There's a public meeting on the Gibraltar Ridge Fire in Eureka. That meeting starts at 6 o'clock. U.S. Highway 12 west of Lolo has been reopened on a limited basis after being closed yesterday due to the Lolo Peak Fire. Montana's Department of Transportation says that Highway 12 is now open with pilot cars between mile markers 16 and 30, and to expect reduced speeds and delays. The department says motorists should also expect the highway to be closed at any time. About 30 coal cars in a Montana Rail Link freight train derailed this weekend along the Clark Fork River in northwestern Montana. MRL spokesman Jim Lewis says the derailment happened about 11 p.m. last night near Knoxon, just east of the Idaho border.
No injuries occurred and the train was not hauling hazardous material.
Coal spilled out of several of the cars. Lewis did not know when the main rail line would reopen. The cause of the derailment is under investigation. The incident was not reported to the State Department of Environmental Quality or Disaster and Emergency Services because no hazardous substances were involved. In 2014, a Montana Rail Link train derailed, spilling three Boeing 737 fuselages into the Clark Fork River west of Missoula. There have been 11 train accidents in Montana this year through May, according to the Federal Railroad Administration. Evacuation warnings for the Liberty Fire burning near Arleigh have been lifted as of noon today. Road closures remain in place for the South Fork of Jocko River Road and the Middle Fork of Jocko River Road. Sunday's rain helped reduce fire activity on the 5,000-acre blaze. Firefighters continue to monitor and improve fire line on the fire, which is 90% contained. On the east side of Flathead Lake, the Blue Bay Fire has grown to nearly 50 acres after being started by lightning Thursday. There will be a community meeting for this fire tonight at 7 o'clock at Blue Bay. Glacier National Park has resumed issuing backcountry permits. Some backcountry campgrounds remain closed due to fire activity. All non-backcountry campgrounds remain open. Trail closures remain in effect in parts of the park. You can get updates on what's open and closed inside Glacier National Park at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. A fast-moving fire north of Three Forks has prompted an evacuation notice. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Department says people living near Miller Canyon should consider evacuating the area or preparing to evacuate if conditions change. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A leading neo-Nazi website that targeted a Montana woman late last year has been dropped by two website registration companies. Google said Monday that it was canceling the domain name registration of the Daily Stormer for violating its terms of service after it mocked the woman killed in a deadly attack at a white nationalist rally in Virginia. The registration had moved there after GoDaddy tweeted late Sunday night that it had given the Daily Stormer 24 hours to move its domain to another provider. GoDaddy spokesman Dan Race said the move was prompted by a post on the site mocking Heather Heyer, who was killed Saturday when a car plowed into a group of demonstrators in Charlottesville. In April, a Montana woman sued the Daily Stormer's publisher, Andrew Englin, after her family became the target of another Daily Stormer trolling campaign. Tanya Gersh's suit claims anonymous internet trolls bombarded Gersh's family with hateful and threatening messages after Anglin published their personal information in a post accusing her and other Jewish residents of Whitefish of engaging in a, quote, extortion racket against the mother of white nationalist Richard Spencer. Montana's healthcare co-op, one of America's few remaining alternatives to traditional health insurance, resumed accepting new enrollees Sunday after it voluntarily pulled itself from the state's insurance marketplace in December. The insurer took the 9-month hiatus from enrolling new members in the exchange created by President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act to boost its financial reserves and keep it from the same fate that has befallen failed co-ops across the country. The program was among about 24 privately run health co-ops that sprang up across the country following the 2010 passage of the Obama administration's health care law. They provided medical coverage with premiums far lower than plans offered by traditional health insurance companies. I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.